Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome back. We had some glitch in our program, and we're back on the air. This is Voice of the People. Thank you, everybody, for participation. Okay, welcome back. Can you hear us out there? Okay, I think we're back on there. We're live out there. We're back to Indigenous Voice of the People. Started the show, and we had some technical difficulties, folks, and we got cut off, and we're back in. We have a full show. Appreciate everybody's participation. We were fortunate to get the show back and get things back cranked up. And we were discussing freedom and independence when we lost the airway. But we're back now. We had started discussing freedom and independence and the spiritual awakening. Came back 2013, and it's time for the indigenous people to rise again, to come back to the forefront, stand tall, to express themselves in their own way, and to be the leader in the forefront once again. Those people who are connected to the Creator, connected to the earth, connected to the animals, to the plant kingdom and all of the inhabitants. Time for them to stand up again. Stop being dependent upon a one who oppresses you, a corrupter. To stand on your own 2 feet. Oh, stand strong. Be that leadership again for the people, society, right here at home on Turtle Island. It's America. America is a pot of mixed vegetables, all kind of people, all mixed, all together. Which is a great thing, yet still one must maintain his cultural identity. One must maintain the integrity that the great Creator gave him. Maintain his language, maintain his cultural identity. Family identity. You perpetrate a game, a treacherous game, and that's to separate the man from his family, from his wife, his children, his kinship, from his Creator, from the animals, from the earth. We get sick nowadays, we want to run to the store, get the medicine. Medicine causes all kind of disruptions, all kind of social ills. But it's a quick fix. Everybody wants everything instant and fast. You want to get a quick fix, you know, like a Band-Aid, you know, but life is not like that. You know, we can't solve all these problems instantly. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to fix overnight. Yet if we move in the right direction, starting out from home, amongst the family, fix the family hoop, the family circle, and then it'll start moving out to the neighbors, to the clan, to the kinship. I was just reading something very interesting yesterday morning where Honorable Dolly say something more valuable than the prayer and the charity and the fasting is to bring peace amongst people. In other words, bring the people together. Don't separate. Don't cause division. Division causes destruction. One cannot live alone by himself. One man can't accomplish a lot by himself as he could with a group. The human, once again, as we had mentioned, is a herd animal. He's he has to be with a group. Everybody wants to be part of a club, a society, an association, an agency, an organization. Why? Because that is how he was created, be part of a flock, a group, a jamaat, a gang. So this is the nature, the natural way. Some things you can't get away from. Can't change that with natural order, which was created for you to be in. We call it fitra. You can't change your natural fitra. You can get out of it. The dog, the junker, he's going to be a dog no matter what. The horse is going to act like a horse. The bird is going to act like a bird. The human being needs to act like a human being. But because he have a limited free will and choice, sometimes he makes the wrong choices, take him far away from the nature in which he was created. So we discuss these topics to help our people to come out of dormancy and to be able to stand against these corrupt ideas and ideologies so that he can be whole again, he can be the leader of his family, leader of his community, leader of the society. We can implement the expression of freedom and independence. But some people are happy being delightfully ignorant, happy being subservient to a tyrannical society or a tyrannical dictator. And some people are comfortable being independent, someone else to take care of you, someone else to handle your affairs. And this is how in America, this is how they train the people through indoctrination of education, to be a dependent, not to be independent. You were created structurally sound with all the faculties and facilities to be independent, to take care of yourself, take care of your family, take care of others. So I turn it over to you, Amin. Give us a good dose of what the meaning of independence is as we deal in this power structure. And then I want to get into the subject of this incident that happened here in Michigan where one of these jackleg officers shot a young man from Africa in the back of the head, which has went viral all over the internet and the news. Over a license plate, expired license plate. I'll give it to you,
Amin. I was about to say, wake up, everybody. You know, you got to wake up. You know, wake up means that stop thinking. You know, stop thinking for yourself and don't let other people think for you. So that's part of independence. It means that you have a free will, you have a free mind. So when you're independent, you know, what does independence mean? What is it?
Yeah, let's bring us back to that topic. And you think about be somebody or be nobody. And, you know, they put us in this nobody category as enemies of the state under a corporate fiction. Be a nobody so that they can put you in that dependent state. That's what they did to our people. They made us hang around the Ford Indians is what they were trying to create. And that hang around the Ford Indian was one to be dependent, looking for handouts. When we were independent people, we were people who gathered their food. They were hunter-gatherers. We were people who lived free. We lived free, freedom and independence. And once they have you in that slavery category, that dependency, they're going to take and turn you into a corporate fiction, and then they're going to abuse you. They put you in that category, they're going to presume that you are their property, what you call chattel slaves, chattel slavery. And in that state, what they do is, in this case where we see with this officer, he pulls up on a man, this happened the other day here in Michigan. One of the officers in Grand Rapids, Michigan, he pulls up on a young man who's an African immigrant, and he pulls him over for, what was that?
The license plate didn't
something, something with the license plate. Yeah, either it didn't go on the car, or it was expired, or something or another. So what is the license plate? And the license plate is something that that license plate is an identifier. It says who owns the vehicle, who is registered to, so on and so forth. If it's expired, there's no reason to shoot somebody. There's no reason to abuse nobody. So at any rate, this officer allegedly, according to the report, pulled a man over, a young man, for something to do with his license plate. The young man tried to run, was afraid. The officer gave chase. Caught the young man. It was a struggle. The officer tried to taser him. He missed him with the taser. The young man's holding his hand on the taser. He's hollering, "Let go of the taser." The officer got him down. On top of him, he's a coward. He reaches for his pistol and shoots the man in the back of the head. Something as simple as a license plate. If the plate didn't go in the car, the plate was expired, or whatever it was, it's just simply just tow the car away. If the man ran away, okay, tow the car. Now he got to come and retrieve, show himself to retrieve the car, or the car will be forfeited and sold or what have you. Very simple solution, but to shoot the man in the head, he's acting a crime. This is a criminal act. This is a human rights violation. This is a crime against humanity. And for this crime, he must pay. But, of course, the corporate fiction, they're going to try to sweep it under the rug, say, oh, he feared for his life. We had no business getting into a physical altercation for a license plate in the first place. So many cases, so many stories. We get these calls all the time. We see these videos all the time. Our human rights office is flooded. I mean, literally flooded type of calls and reports of police shooting someone. We just had one of our brothers in the Lakota country out here in Indian country shot allegedly in a house, but something is wrong with this picture because the story that they tell it don't add up. Most of these stories don't add up. And most of these cases, it don't add up. And people are being killed. People are being starved. People are being evicted and set out on the street. We just come out of a lockdown with this plandemic, a virus that was created in a laboratory somewhere, released upon the people. Many people sick. Many people died. For what reason? For greed to line somebody's pockets. Why are these officers shooting people over license plates and so forth? Greed, supremacy, evil. People have to step up, rise up. It's time for self-determination, freedom, and independence. It's the only way this thing is going to stop. Otherwise, it's going to keep perpetuating on and on and on and on and on. So we implore our people to download, if you have a phone or a computer, download American Rights of Indigenous People. Read it. Study it. Learn it. Implement it. Because it says in the first paragraph, one of the first few lines, it says, this applies to one who is indigenous, who claims to be indigenous. And what is indigenous? Indigenous is the original people of the land, is our mother. The earth owns us all. Creator owns the earth and all of us. But he created the mother earth. We come out of the earth. We're going back into the earth. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. From the creator we come, to the creator is our return. He gave us the spirit, the soul, which powers that dirt and water. You don't use batteries. You don't plug up to a wall. You don't recharge that way. You lay down and then that spirit recharges. You eat food which nourishes the body with vitamins and minerals which grow, spring forth from the earth. How do they spring forth from the earth? They spring forth from the earth like the plants do phytosynthesis. So just trying to tie all these things together because we got so many issues in Indian country that we must solve. And us men who are the responsible ones, only we seem to be the ones who are going to have to do this. Because the tyrants are not going to do it. The colonizers are not going to do it. Their whole thing is profit and greed. So in order for us to get success and be successful and to turn our situation around, we need to discuss these issues. We need to learn these topics. So I implore all you listening audience, all you Indians, learn what is the rights of indigenous people. You have many, many, many rights. But people will take the rights from you if you don't assert your rights. As one of the judges said in the courtroom to a young man that we were there, she said, young man, if you don't assert your rights, you don't have any rights. In other words, this lady was trying to tell him, stand up for yourself. Be a man. Stand up for your rights. You have rights, but you have to implement your rights. If you don't implement your rights, oh, you don't have none because somebody's going to take them away from you.
And also, you saying when you read the Declaration, they also say you have a right to self-identification. What does it mean that you have a right to have just people recognize who you are? You have a right to your own political status. You have a right, you know, to be self-determined. You have a right, you know, in other words, you have a lot of rights in which they're trying to hide from you. And you have an obligation and responsibility to learn your rights. Nobody, you know, nobody's going to give you anything. You got to, you know, no one's going to give you anything if you don't. No one's going to give you anything and not unless you stand up for it and claim it for yourself. You must claim your rights. You must fight for your rights. You must fight for your rights and claim it. You know, it's always been a struggle. People always been fighting for their rights and fighting for things. It's no different as of the day, you know. Nothing's going to come free to you. So if you want your rights, you want, you know, you got to stand up for it and be counted of the many. So learn your rights and learn what is your rights and stand up for your rights. You know, a lot of things have been taken from us, but we can always get them back if you want them back. That's the question. Do you want your rights back, or you just want to keep giving them away? Remember, we all the Indians, the Native Americans, or the indigenous people, always been a free people. We never gave our rights up to anyone, but the question is that they took your rights from you, and are you going to give them back? Like I said, it's time to wake up. Stop being asleep. you know, what comes to a person asleep, sometimes a dream, sometimes a nightmare. Time to wake up. Well, I say no more sleeping in bed. In other words, I mean that get up. Only you can make that choice. We can't make it for you. No one else can make a choice for you but you. You have a like you have a free, limited will. I can say to be or not to be. What are you going to be? Remember, people's watching you. Your kids is watching you. Your grandkids is watching you. You know, they're going to say, are you willing to fight for us? Are you willing to, are you going to stand down? Are you willing to stand up person that they're looking for you to be? We are not alone, people. There's other people looking at us and toward us and looking toward us. What are we going to do? There's numbers and strength. Like I said, united we stand, divided we fall. That's been proven throughout history over and over again. If you come together as one voice, as you know, when I say fight, it doesn't mean that you take up arms to fight people. It means that you must use your mind to strategize how to, you know, how to win the battle and how to, you know, I mean, you know. If you know how to strategize, you, first of all, you must know who your enemy is, and we know who our enemy is. Now we got to find a way out how to defeat our enemy without taking up weapons, you know. We can be, you know, how to use our mind as a collective, you know, to go after these people and let them know that we are here and you're not pushing us around anymore. We're standing up. We as independent Salafi Nation go to court and we see over and over and over again how submissive and how passionate people is. They're scared. Scared of what? Scared of who? These people put their clothes on like you do. They bleed like you do. So why are you scared of them? If you show people you're not scared of them, they have more respect for you. But if you show you that you're submissive, passionate, and you know, then they're going to kick you in your butt because they figure that you ain't going to do nothing. We got a coward here. We got somebody that just ain't going to fight for themselves. So we're going to do what we want to do to them. But if you stand up for your rights and say, hey, I'm not afraid of you, then it takes another turn. Back to you. So we have a caller here, and, you know, anyone else want to speak about this topic or anything you want to say, feel free. Like I say, this is your show, and talk freely. Let us know what you think, and if you have another topic you want to bring up, bring it up.
You call in, people, 657-383-1630. 657-383-1630. Indigenous Voices of People. We'd like to hear from you, folks. We'd like to hear what's your idea. We want to hear you because this show is called Indigenous Voices of People. This is your radio show, your blog talk. You can jump on our topic. You can bring up your own topic. Everybody's opinion is important. Together we'll get there. Individually, we'll get there, but it's going to take us a lot longer.
Yeah, this is Rachel.
Rachel, hey, girl, long time no here. How you doing, sis?
I'm doing good. How y'all?
Oh, we hanging in there. We doing good.
Well, I was listening to you about what happened up there. I saw that with that young man. That was the same thing that happened to me. A gun was put to my head by a cop over a license plate and slammed around on my car. This is back when I was in my early 20s. That stayed with me. It's one of the ways why I hate cops. They got problems. I think they're mentally ill, along with their violence. That was horrible what happened to that young man. And nobody should have to be killed or even the threat that a cop's losing. His emotions that easy or something that irrelevant. And I had an incident here with a man this last week and last weekend who tried to assert his white authority over me. And I had to stand my ground, and he left, and he's never been back. But before I got called a very vulgar name, racial name, plus this man told me to get my ass in my house while I was standing on my own property. People out here are rising up and trying to assert this, whatever you want to call it, the tyranny, the white authorityism, and they're getting more bold and brazen with it. But you're right, if you stand your ground and you don't show no fear, they get pissed off. That guy left, haven't heard from him since. It's been almost a week. But I did stand my ground with him, and right before he left, I called him up. Effing white racist. And I haven't seen the boy back here since. That's all I got to share for tonight.
Well, appreciate you sharing that with us. I mean, we're so upset with all of this foolery of these people, and it's time that we do something about it, you know. You had all this when they killed George Floyd and Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, so many names, so many others burned into our memory that they killed these people for frivolous reasons. You know, a license plate, he was jogging down the street, he was in this that neighborhood. All people of color. So it's time for the red, the black, the yellow, white, all the people of righteousness, righteous action, join together and fight against this tyranny. Otherwise, they're going to get more brazen. They're going to try more and more killings and more assaults and oppression upon our women, our children, our neighbors, our grandchildren. You know, I don't want to die. My grandkids got to be, I got to die with the thought that my grandkids are going to be walked over by these devils. I'm going to do something about it. Whether people like me or don't like me, whether they like it or don't like what I'm saying, or they like my actions or don't like my actions. I love people. I love righteous deeds. I love my creator that gave me life and gave me parents and gave me a country and a beautiful earth. I love all the animals. The animals recognize me everywhere I go. They greet me. The birds come and greet me. The wild animals greet me. The plants talk, and I understand what they say because I'm in tune with that. And I'm not one who I'm going to just let the people to walk over me and walk over our people. That sword of justice, righteous action, righteous deed, must put a stop to all of this foolery. Otherwise, we lose. They dig up our ancestors, sell the bones. They take our sacred items. They want to sell them. They want to sell our kids. They want to take our children away. They want to kill the people for, it's just idiotic. For what? A coupon? A piece of paper with some ink on it that amounts to nothing? It even has no value. What is it backed by? A bucket of oil? A stone? Well, they told us it don't have nothing. Me and I mean, we ask them ourselves. We try to cash in silver certificates. Federal Reserve told us those are not ours. Got nothing to do with those, and our dollar holds it has no real value. You need to talk to somebody else. So then we talk to U.S. Mint. U.S. Mint say, yeah, they are ours, but we're bound by statute. We're not bound by law anymore. And the statute says since 1968 that we can't cash those in anymore. So therefore, they don't hold the value. there's nothing tangible you can pull out of the earth that's more valuable than the life that the Creator blew into, put the spirit into, that's alive and animated, walks and talks, breathes, makes sounds, eats, defecates, sleeps. That living entity, whether it be a dog, an ant, a spider, a bird, a human being, is more valuable than any tangible item, a car, a building. Everything we have, it came out of the earth. It's going back in the earth. Our bodies came from the earth. It's going back in the earth. She's going to reclaim everything. The spirit belongs to the great spirit, Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's going to take it back. And that body going to go back to Mother Earth, back inside the earth. You're going to sleep in there. She got a bed waiting for each and every one of us. Whatever dirt we was created from, we will return to that dirt. Guaranteed. Why? Because that's the promise of the Creator. He's going to take that spirit back. That's his breath. He's going to take it back. And you will be accountable for every action and deed to an atom's weight. That's what he said. And this is our traditional teaching. We've always been a prayerful, spiritual people. But they want to take that away from us and through this colonial behavior and turn us into mindless, spiritless, soulless, robotic, commercial constructed entities that are their subjects or their slaves. There are five types of citizens in this country that they put the people in, so five different categories. The state citizen, the U.S. citizen, the national citizen, the, help me out here. The territorial citizen, and the municipal citizen. All these are commercial constructs that they put people in these categories so they can control them. So you could be their dog. We're not dog. We're not their dog. We're not, and the dog is in an honor position. Why? Because the dog lived the life that the Creator gave him. But they want to make us less than that, and we're not that. We're not going to take this anymore. Every time they kill one of ours, we're going to bring the hammer to them. They make all these press conferences. They want to give the people thousands of coupons and millions of dollars, and that's not going to bring back the life. That's not going to take grief away from the heart of those mothers. So every time one of you, and I hope all you white people listening, every time you do to one of ours, we're going to send ours to do to 10 of yours. Very soon, we're going to make the Proclamation of Independence. We're taking our country back. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you agree or you don't agree, we don't give a damn.
Yeah.
We are implementing freedom and independence for our people. We have our armies in place. We have our police in place, and we have the courts in place, and we're taking the jails, and we're going to put your ass in there.
Gee, good.
So all you Indians, you either stand up and join us, or you stay with them. And keep being abused and murdered in the streets and kicked around and treated like less than dropping. And you know what I'm talking about. Every time one of our people stand up and start talking about righteous deeds and bringing the people out of dormancy and standing up for the people, you want to send your little assassins to come and assassinate them. Well, get news for you. We call that martyrdom. And we love death more than you love women and wine. We love to meet our Creator because he loved to meet us. And this is the codes which we live by. These are the true indigenous codes. So all you devils, beware. We're coming for you. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. The sword of justice is going to be upon your neck. You keep abusing the people, we're going to bring it to you.
They keep pushing it.
True freedom and independence. is to stand up for that which is righteous. You want to perpetrate evil on the people, it's going to come back to you. We wrote all these treaties with you people. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of treaties. Thousands of tribes. You say, oh, it's only 572 tribes. Bull crap. Thousands of communities right here at Turtle Island. Countries, nations. But you want to reduce us to something minute, minuscule. That's only in your mind. That's your fictitious idea. Well, we live in a real reality. And we love the Akara. We love the Akara, meaning the afterworld. This life is, everything is temporary. You're only here for a short time. Then you're going back. We look forward to going back because we know, we have the knowledge what's ahead of us. And every action and deed goes before you, and you will be accountable for each and every action and deed. So you will have these societies where they collectively do all these crimes, but everyone dies as an individual the way he came here. And he's going to stand in front of the great creator, and creator is going to ask him about matters. And that which is in the heart will speak. There will be no more lying from your lying tongue coming from your lying sinful forelock. That which is in your heart, according to your actions and deeds, how you live, is what will come forth. You don't believe it because you don't believe in the great creator. You don't believe in Mother Earth. You don't believe in that which is righteous. That's how you can do evil and dark deeds amongst the people. And I know this burns you up, and you hate to hear this type of talk, but this is hot. This is truth. Whether you want it or you don't want it, it's coming for you because we have built our nation underneath your nose, and we're going to put it in your face very soon. That's why when you see us coming, you cut and run. And that's why when we present to you, you turn and run away. So I implore all my indigenous brothers and sisters across Turtle Island, walk away from this tribal government, corrupt government. Walk away from these tribal corruptions. These people are corrupted. These cities, these states, these counties, they're all in a corrupt system. The people who want to get in, they want to make a living for their families. They come into these things with honorable intentions, most of them. Some come in with evil intentions. But most people, they start out with honorable intentions. Corrupt society. It's a corrupt cesspool of sharks. So when you get in thinking you're going to be, I'm going to change things. No, you're not. You're going to get corrupted. The only way to stop it is to close it down and restart it. We gave this three-branch government, our brothers in the East, Haudenosaunee, six Federation tribes, gave this three-branch government, and it works, and it's beautiful. It belongs to us. We loaned it to you as a refugee. But in your devilish, evil greed, arrogance, ignorance, you corrupted it. And you corrupt everybody who comes in it. And you corrupted all the people with these tribal governments for this 1934 Howard Wheeler Act, reorganization. All this stuff was just to corrupt our people because we were a pure, innocent people. In our languages, there's no cuss words. There's no lies. There's no evil. In the Fusa, there's no bad words. Only goodness. That's why you wanted to extinguish it. That's why you wanted to make it illegal. That's why you wanted to steal all of the seeds, the children, so that you could corrupt it, so that you could try to extinguish. But you cannot put out the light of the Creator. You cannot put out the light of Mother Earth. And if you think you have power, with your industrial military complex, you make all these atomic weapons, you get all this and that, let's see you create a fly or a gnat. You can never do it. Let's see you. Oh, we went to the moon. You're telling a lie. You can't go to the moon. You can't even get out of the stratosphere. You cannot. You're a liar. You follow the devil, so that makes you a devil. The one who is close to the Creator makes him angelic. Righteous deed, righteous talk, righteous behavior. This is what feeds the soul. Inside of every living human being, there's two. In our culture, it says two waya, two wolves. Whichever wolf, one is a good one and one is a bad one. The soul and the nafs, the desires. And which one you feed, he becomes the strongest. And whichever one is the strongest, he is the driver of this body. The body is controlled by either the spirit or the desires. Whichever one you give the most food to, pay the most attention to, that's the one that becomes the driver. That's the one who is the leader. These are our teachings. These are the universal teachings. Because every tribe, every person who is listening to my voice can relate to this. Unless he is sumun, umyun, bukmun, deaf, dumb, and blind. If his heart is filled with darkness, he can't understand nothing. I'm just a little upset tonight because I saw this cop reach for this gun and shoot this young man in the head over a damn license plate. And me and my brother Chinupa and Amin and Ali, and I can name many, many, many others who we fight against these things on a daily basis. We live in this slop, in this crap, and we have to deal with this daily. My brother, Oyate Ota, sorry for that. That's one of our alarms going off. His younger brother shot for what? I believe it was a setup. Because the Gateway Hotel incident out there in Rapid City. Because they want to say that we don't know who's a good Indian, who's a bad Indian, we throw them out. Well, who's a good white man, a bad white man? Because the white folks is partying and drinking and doing drugs and fornicating and adultery and every damn thing is wrong under the sun in the Gateway Hotel. You didn't throw none of them out. No, because it's people of color. Because it's First Nation people, you want to be discriminative. Well, you on our property. Well, guess what? We get to change all that for all of you white people out here. All you people, and I'm not saying that as bad for as a whole, because you know who you are, each and every one of you. Because bad is it can be in any community, in any household, no matter what color you are, what walk of life you come from. We all have a propensity to do right or do wrong, to be good or be evil. Can walk in any color, any shape, any form. We about those who are righteous, those who are in truth and justice. So all you who are on the side of evil, we are against you. All those who are for righteousness and good, we are with you. This is how we believe. So we implore the people, walk away from these things. Don't be a dependent of these people who are corrupt. Stand on your own two feet. Make your own way. And we as indigenous people, we got to wake up. We got to come away from the table with the evil and the corruptors. They love corruption. They thrive on corruption. And so long as we keep participating, we keep being a dependent of it, we're going to always be crawling on our knees, on our bellies like a slave, subservient to the wrongdoing. And when we stand in front of the Creator and he's rewarding and honoring, what are we going to do? We're going to be guilty. So what do you think Creator is going to do with the guilty? Those who went against his natural order that he created for everybody, something's going to go down. Creator is patient. affect you, I think.
We are the strongest, the weakest link, you know, and we, you know, yeah, like I say, it's nothing, you know, you can really, you know, you are stronger than what you think you are. We are not weak people. We are not weak or weak-minded people. You know, we are strong. But, you know, you're only strong, you know, you have to put everything in the proper order and the proper perspective, you know. And you have to really think of truly, what do you want to do? What do you really want to do? This is what you have to really contemplate and think about yourself. Once we get off this show, you got to think about what do you really want to do and what do you really want out of life. What is it that you want? We keep saying, you know, self-determination, you want independence, you want to be free. Is this what you want? Is this really what you want? Because talking about a thing is not going to get nothing done. I would say talking is good, but action is much better. You know, stop complaining. You know, stop complaining about, stop complaining. There's people who are way worse than you can be. Got way worse situation than what you may have. So stop complaining. Put your mouth in action. Put your body in action. Put your mind in action. Do something. And still sitting around and complain. Complaining does not solve problems. Sometimes it creates even worse problems. So if you want a solution, you want to solve problems, then let's come together, put our head together, our mind together, and try to solve solutions instead of complain about the problem. I can't really see this. Okay, call 505-0162. That's you. Okay, call 505-0-3576.
Good evening, Tahisha. I've been listening to everything that you said, and it's so true about how this government's run. They don't honor nothing that the treaties and everything like you've talked about. They don't honor anything that our forefathers have put out there. If they did, we wouldn't have the problems that we have today, and specifically. The nation that I come from, we have dual citizenship to United States and Canada. And we have the most difficult time trying to cross from one border to the other border, even though we're supposed to be recognized on both sides of the border. And why is it that we have to explain who we are and what we're doing and why we're going there? You know, it's our home. It's our home on both sides. We shouldn't be questioning about that. I should ask you, where are you from? You should go back to where you came from. You know, you question our people of what we're doing here. We're here for a reason. We're here to build a society for our own people. And we should be able to live in this land peacefully without disturbance of others on the outside, Wasichu people who want to interrogate our culture and our language and how we live, and like you said, want to sell our ceremonies and everything like that, and that's wrong. Do we go to your churches or worship places and try to demonstrate outside what's be going on in your dominion? No, we don't, because it's none of our business, just like it's none of your business to be doing what you think you want to do with our culture. It's totally wrong. Your language is the most complicated language in the world. I mean, your language is so complicated that I have to ask you, what is it that I'm signing? Because I don't understand what you have written down here. You want to tell me it's this way and it's that way. This is what it means. No, you're lying to us. You're lying totally to us and make us sign something. And then when we get caught in your language, oh, this is what you signed. Well, true enough, that's what I signed, but this is what you told me, you know? So why do we have to understand the language that's more complicated than that's made for you, but it's not made for us? I think we enjoy our own language in our own culture because nothing's complicated with our culture and our language, you know? And this is what they took away from us when we was young, when we were growing up. No, you can't speak your language. When you're going to school, you better not even say, talk your language. The reason why Wasikh is afraid, because they don't understand none of native culture, none of native language, because they want to be nosy. They want to find out what's going on. And if they can't find out what's going on, they're going to get an interpreter to interpret to them what you're saying so that they can get in on what we're talking about. But that's wrong. You're the snake. You're the devil. You got to be listening to everything, you know. And we don't want to be listening to what you got going on because it don't pertain to us, you know. Back at you.
Yes, right. Thank you so much. I love when you come on because you bring the spirit of the grandma and take me way back. Yeah, and they have no respect. They have no self-esteem, no honor. And then this, what she do is, you know, wake up, people. They need to wake up and pick up that which the Creator gave them. Because Creator gave them an honor, gave them a song, gave them a prayer, gave them a road, and we're supposed to walk together. We're supposed to learn from one another. We're supposed to move in unison to make the world a great place, not make tyranny for each other and oppress one another. And as my big brother Chinupa says, this practice of this propitiate fundamental practice is a colonial practice, which is to eradicate and erase us. You want this world for yourself without us in it? Why do you think the Creator put us here? Just so you don't believe in the Creator, so you want to take it all for yourself. If we were all gone, what would you guys do? You would destroy each other. What she do is just, he's misguided, he's misled, he followed the road of a devil.
He's devil practicing devil ways.
He's a devil practicing devil ways. Well said, my brother. It's very sickening. It's like, you know, when I think about this thing, man, it's like you're drinking something. Who would drink their own vomit? Who would eat their own throw up? Nobody. And this is how it feels when just the taste of how the people, their mentality, their mode of operation. And then they perpetrate it on their children so that they will grow up into that same mindset and that same corruption, and it just perpetuates itself over and over and over, generation after generation after generation. It's sickening.
You know, think about this. What people you find in the world of poisoning air, poisoning water, poisoning food, the food supply for money? Who does that?
You can't eat money. You can't eat a bar of gold. You can't eat a dollar bill or a promissory note or a check or a money order. None of these things you can't eat because they're valueless. But they got our people thinking that this is something and it's nothing. But they made it a medium of exchange. We live a barter system, and this thing is just something to exchange in the middle to make barter and trade. That's it. But they so corrupt, they put the emphasis, the value on that instead of value of the living. This thing is dead.
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. Hello?
Yeah, where are you?
Come on in, brother.
Hey. Thanks. I was answering a call from Chinupa. I don't know if
I don't know. That's it. So.
Well, we got about 2 minutes left in the show, folks. We got off to a late start because we had some glitches in the program, and it was my fault. It wasn't the fault of anyone else. I made a mistake in the programming, the digital programming. We're putting the show together, so tomorrow we'll have all that straightened out when we get started at the right time at 7. We came on at 7, but it clicked off in 15 minutes because I didn't set the time duration right in the planning. So tomorrow we will have that all straightened out. So we got about 2 minutes left in the show. Chinupa just came in. Chinupa, are you there? Yeah, I see his number. Can you hear us? You still got audio?
Yeah,
we still got the audio. Y'all think we just did. Yeah,
Can
you hear me? Okay, am I ready to shut off?
Go ahead. We got a couple of minutes.
Now, if you guys are about ready to show it off, I'll just hold up till tomorrow so we can kick ass. I'm glad you got the audio. You got all the audio difficulty going on, man, so we can go from there. There's always tomorrow,
yeah,
man.
We got it ironed out. Tomorrow we back on 5 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Like I said, I apologize to everybody for the mishap in the programming. I did get that straightened out. We'll be back tomorrow, same time.
But, Chinupa, we got time. Go ahead. Honest with the song before we go off.
Yeah, everything's okay on this end. You know, we're still dealing with a lot of the stuff that goes on in Indian country. But other than that, it's all, you know, in the works of how we're pursuing the direction of the loved one that was legally murdered, and then the people still want to go. Right now, we're under a winter storm. A storm came in, man. I'll send you the pictures, guys. I just took wood down the Pine Ridge again.
Man. All right.
Yeah, the storm just snuck in. But I'll get back to you guys with those pictures. And let's concentrate tomorrow, folks, for a good show. And thank you guys for getting it all corrected. And brothers Amin and Jabril, I'll catch you guys tomorrow evening. But I will call you guys after the show.
Okay.
All righty.
All right, brothers.
Good.
We'll talk
thank
again.
You
thank you.
For calling in. Oh. Sorry we ran out of time.